Pán ho, jeho ho, jeho kvín serpo. Amen. Today, the Armenian Church remembers, and many Christians remember today, Christ's triumphant and humble entry into Jerusalem, known as Palm Sunday. And we remember how he was seated on a donkey, and he entered the city in humility. Unlike the generals of that time, the military generals of that time, who would enter cities after conquering them on horses, he entered on an animal of labor and an animal that does service. Every Sunday, in reality, we remember the entrance into Jerusalem. We remember Palm Sunday. And every Padrak, we are witness to that. When I was in seminary, our teacher, our professor at the time, asked us seminarians who were deacons, and she asked us, who is the donkey? As you say in Armenian, who is the esh? If you've ever been called that, you know what that means. Who is the donkey during the Divine Liturgy? Who is the donkey during the Padrak? And we deacons, we started thinking, we said, oh, that's easy. It's the parish council. She said, no, it's not the parish council. We said, oh, then it must be the laity. No, it's not the laity. We thought, oh, it's the people that don't come to church. They're the real esh. She said, no, it's not them either. Then it's the people that come late to church. They're the ones that are the donkeys. No, it's not them either. And we said, there must be the priests. She said, no, it's not the priests. And so we're thinking and we're racking our brains trying to figure out who is the donkey during the Divine Liturgy. And she says, it's you, the deacons. The deacons are the donkeys during the Divine Liturgy. We were surprised. We said, what do you mean by that? And she explained, it is the deacon who takes the gospel, the word of God, Christ, and carries it to the people. It is also the deacon who takes the chalice that has the body and blood of Christ in it and carries it to the people. And it is the priest who responds on behalf of the people. And he says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Every Sunday, every Divine Liturgy, we are witness to Palm Sunday and Christ's entrance into Jerusalem. It's not fair to call the deacons donkeys, and for that I apologize. I was there once, and I'm still, at times, the esh. I know that. But all of us are called donkeys in the church, and I will explain why. The donkey, though, is not very special in the story. It does not have a beautiful voice. It does not have a good look. It's not special in any stretch of the imagination. But during Palm Sunday and during Christ's entrance, it plays a significant and special role in the story. Without the donkey, Palm Sunday would not happen. And it goes back to the book of Zechariah, why it is foretold that the Messiah will enter Jerusalem on a donkey. But without Jesus, the donkey is not special at all. There's a story about this little donkey on Palm Sunday who comes home and he tells his mom very joyfully and excitingly, he says, Mom, Mom, you'll never guess what happened today. The mom says, what happened? And the donkey says, today I entered Jerusalem. And all these people were, these huge, huge multitudes of people were surrounding me. And they were saying to me, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, blessing in the highest. And then they were taking their jackets off and their robes and placing them on the ground and taking tree branches down and putting them on the ground so that I could walk on them. All this happened for me. Now the mom, oh, and he also said, and this all happened, and this guy was riding me. His name was Jesus. But they did all this stuff for me. Now the mom, being a mom, knows the truth. And she says, go back to the city tomorrow, and let's see what happens. And so the donkey says, all right, I'll do it. And he goes the next day. He comes back very upset, very disappointed. He says, Mom, it's unbelievable. You won't believe what happened to me today. I went to the same city that only yesterday they greeted me. And today, no one paid any attention to me. In fact, they beat me and they pushed me and drove me out of the city with whips so that I wouldn't be in the city or on the streets. And I don't understand why. And the mother, in a loving way, responded and said, My son, always remember that without Jesus with you, you are just a donkey. And this is true for all of us. We, like the donkey, have nothing special about us. As I always say, I don't care what your mother told you, you're not special. Okay? None of us are special. But we all have blessings. We all have talents. We all have graces that have been given to us by God. And without those, without God, we are nothing. I don't care how many people tell me we're the first Christian nation. That's only because Christ chose us. And he can unchoose us if he wants. If we don't live up to the word and the mission we have been given 1700 years ago. The donkey was given the greatest responsibility in the world to bring Christ to the people. We are given that same responsibility every Sunday. We are to take Christ and bring Christ to everyone in our relationships, in our interactions, in our everyday life. The Armenian church has a tradition, a physical tradition that does this. At the end of Badarak, we pass out this bread called mas. And I'm going to explain to my deacons once more. The mas is only for those who have not received communion. If you receive communion, you're not supposed to eat the mas. You're supposed to take this bread, you're supposed to take this mas, and take it to someone else. This is what mas means, not a special fancy word. In Armenian, mas just means portion. That's all it means. It's mimas, masma. That's all it is. But we make it into this grand scheme of things, and we make it think it's special. The mas is just an extra part of Holy Communion, the part that was not used. This is the nushcha that we use during communion. The mas is the part that's supposed to be around it, the extra mas, the extra portion that is not used during communion. And we pass it out so that people who are not able to participate in Holy Badarak, in Holy Liturgy, can still participate. But that mas has to get to them somehow. Who's going to take the mas? I'll tell you who. A donkey. You. You take the mas. You take it to them and you give it to them. You take the message of the day, the good news of the day, to them. This is the world that we live in today. There are so many people in this world that are craving for some kind of message. That are craving for something. People who are depressed, who are worried, who are anxious. They need to hear the good news of Christ. And what do we usually do? We take that mas and we eat it. And we don't take it to anybody. We need to be able to take it and bring them to Christ. This is what the donkey did in the story. He brought Christ to the people. Each of us, dear faithful, are that donkey. So today, on Palm Sunday, I ask that we remember that we have been chosen to be the donkey to take Christ to someone. And that we have to remember that without Christ, we are nothing. Without Christ, we are nothing. And because we are nothing, we need Christ. We need Christ in our lives. We need Christ in other people's lives. And we need Christ in this world today. It is my hope and my prayer that today, at the beginning of Holy Week, we be that donkey. and that we continue to be that donkey every day after this. Amen. Amen.